Dubai Eye
103.8. Joined on the line now by Ben Ebrill, the founder and chef of Sorted Food, a man with a passion to get others cooking. Ben, thanks so much indeed for joining us on what is a very significant week for the industry of food and beverage here in the region, with Gulf Food having attracted record numbers yet again. You were down there visiting a number of stands, having a look at the way things were developing and speaking to delegates as well. What were your impressions of Gulf Food this year?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having us on. It is insane down there. It's such a huge food and beverage trade show, and it's amazing to see, like, literally representations from all over the world in one place, and it kind of gives you a snapshot of what's happening in food all over the world. I couldn't get my head around the scale of it.
You take a very sort of global perspective when it comes to food. What prompted you to set up Sorted Food?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, it really happened almost by accident about 10 years ago. It was a group of friends. We've known each other for 20 years, and we were just talking about what food meant to us and some of our struggles with food when we were going to university. And we would share quick, simple, tasty recipes between each other. And we very quickly realized it wasn't just us sat around the table that needed that help. So created some very natural and authentic, kind of quite raw content on using, you know, phones in our pockets. And very quickly put that online because it was a good way of showcasing the friendship around food and the importance of food in day-to-day life. And it scaled from there on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all the social platforms.
You talked there about the social platforms, and obviously they are playing a very large role in the globalization of foods and cuisines and tastes worldwide at the moment. Does food still need demystifying, or has social media done that for us now, where at our fingertips there are answers to all our food woes?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, we've all got a connected device in our pocket, and that connects us with the whole world, and we're constantly scrolling through snippets of information. But I think there's actually almost too much information, that I think you still need different organisations or channels or personalities to kind of demystify what is worth listening to and to filter out the stuff that's of value. And that's always going to change and always going to evolve, but there's actually so much information that sometimes it can be a bit bewildering.
Where do you stand on the whole sort of ongoing debate? It's interesting talking to chefs, and I'm sure you do it on a daily basis, about sort of insta-food stories at the moment, those that are going into restaurants specifically to take pictures of dishes of food. Are you a fan?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, the whole generation, we kind of use the phrase digital natives, people who have grown up socialising online. Food is a way of almost identifying ourselves and being almost a statement of what we stand for. So by taking snapshots, whether it's photos or videos of food, and posting it onto social media, it kind of labels ourselves and tells other people what we stand for. So food is a really interesting way of doing that. And there's no doubt that as a result, some of the platforms, especially the ones around imagery like photos, tend to skew which way the food trends go, because it's got to be things that stand out. So bright colours, or something that's more, has movement in it, or slightly more unusual, that causes people to look at twice and think, oh, that's interesting, and then to engage in it. People are always looking for what's next and new.
To that end, just sort of continuation from that, we speak to a number of chefs here in the region, the more traditional chefs, if you like, who sort of balk at the idea of people taking pictures of food whilst it's getting cold. But at the same breath, I suppose it's something, given the momentum that not just this sort of genre of social media, but social media has taken in hold, this is something that people just have to accept. This is the way the world is moving, surely.
I think it is. I mean, it's got to be done respectfully,
yeah.
Especially when you're looking at more traditional foods and more traditional styles of food. But that said, it's user-generated marketing. So you've got people who are doing your marketing for you by coming in and sharing your amazing food. They're only wanting to share the good stuff, because people only want to celebrate what's amazing on their Instagram feeds and Facebook and YouTube. So if it's being shared, that's a good thing. It's all positive. Yeah, self sort of user-generated marketing. But I do appreciate that you've got to be respectful of not just the food on the plate, but the other diners around you. It's all got to be done carefully.
Just looking at a few of the other trends that obviously are concerning the food and beverage industry here in the region. And again, I don't know if you can give us more of a global perspective on this as well, but one of them certainly seems to be a lack of bums in seats in restaurants at the moment. There seems to be a growing trend towards people ordering in from restaurants thanks to the variety and the availability of delivery services, online delivery services of pretty much any dish that you want from any corner of the globe. Is that a concern if people are avoiding going to restaurants and would rather have it in the comfort of their own house?
Again, I think I see both sides of the story there, because I think that opens up huge opportunities for food businesses to reach people in their homes, which they might not have done previously. But I do agree that I always think food and music, there's two things that you can travel the world, and whether you converse the language with people, you can play music together, and you can cook and eat food together. And there is a slight concern that if we're constantly ordering food in and eating, often alone or in small groups, then we're not socializing. And given that that's such a huge part of what we as humans love to do, which is talk and share stories, there is a concern that perhaps going out for dinner at a restaurant is jeopardizing that. But it's also opening up new doors to explore new cuisines, like you say, from every corner of the world, delivered into your home. So it's difficult. I see both sides of it. But what I would say is I don't think social media and the convenience of getting home delivery is going to slow down in the near future. So we have to work out ways of getting the positives out of that.
As somebody who's passionate about food, as somebody who's passionate about preparing fresh ingredients, cooking and showing the benefit of cooking to others as well, is that also something that's at risk? If you have the ability and the ease of pretty much ordering whatever cuisine, whatever taste, whatever you fancy, given the efficiency of delivery to your doorstep at the moment, is that going to prevent people from cooking? Is that something we need to try and avoid and have more education towards?
I think education is absolutely key, because the knock-on effect of having restaurant quality food to your door multiple times a day, if that's what you choose to do, is that restaurant food has been seasoned for that special occasion. It's probably oversaturated in the things that aren't so good for you, desserts high in salt or fried foods. And this is not the kind of food that if you were living at home and cooking from scratch, you'd be cooking every day. We always use the example of sort of French fries or chips. If you were to go to the effort of making it yourself, peeling the potatoes, cutting the potatoes, frying the potatoes, and then going to the hassle of cleaning the fryer and the dirty oil afterwards, you probably would only have those on special occasions. But if you can pick them up for next to no money on the street corner, or even have them delivered to your door, then you get rid of that kind of balance in your life. So I think it's important that scratch cooking and teaching people and empowering people with the skills to cook is super important. Otherwise, we do go down that line of being very careful about what our diets are doing, and we're all in need of some very serious concerns around sort of health and wellness, and looking at shining a light on that, because if we carry on eating the way we are putting ourselves in a bit of trouble.
And again, sort of continuing on from that, and one of the sort of beauties in the past of travel has always been to discover new cuisines, to discover those sort of little gems that you find along the way. And just having a look at your social media at the moment, obviously you're here in Dubai. It's not your first time, but gives you an opportunity to visit a couple of your favourite haunts. Given the sort of globalisation of ingredients and food on our plates, is that a risk at the moment as well, that people know that pretty much they can get a taste of Afghanistan, and they can get a taste of Dubai wherever they are in the world without having to travel to that place?
Yes and no. I mean, I think we are super lucky. Like, the beauty about Sorted Food is we've got people all over the world, every country, speaking just about every language and every culture, talking to us on a daily basis. So I feel like there is a wealth of knowledge out there that you can take advantage of and actually begin to increase your own awareness of other food cultures and ingredients. Does that mean you won't travel, or does that mean you get a little bit of a taste of it and you want to travel even more? I would argue the latter. I think the world is becoming an increasingly small place, and we're constantly inspired to go and try food that we might have had the luxury of trying in a big city, but it's never going to be quite the same as when you meet the people behind it and the passionate stories behind the dishes and the legacies and the provenance of that in its original place. So we know that travel is becoming easier and easier, and I think if anything it's opening up the doors to more of it.
Ben, can't wait to welcome you back to Dubai. We can catch up in person, break bread together as well. It'd been really kind of you to give us time to join us here. I hope you enjoyed your time at Goldfield. One final one from us as well. We've got a lot of listeners out there who are passionate foodies, and that's why we talk food here on a Thursday afternoon. But in terms of sort of getting your message noticed online, as Sorted Food has done, and yourself in years gone by, I mean, is there an algorithm? Are there special hashtags, certain hashtags that foodies should be using in order to get better notice? Or again, is it all about being authentic?
Yeah, you use the A word there, authentic. I think that's the absolute biggie. Stay true to yourself. The beautiful thing about online is that whatever you love, there are other people out there who also love that. And the great thing is, however small or niche that topic or category might be, there are people out there who love the same things. So I think rather than always chasing what's the super popular trends, I think it's important to do that and keep an eye on that, but also at the same time respect your own background, your own story, and your own beliefs, because that's kind of how you get noticed, as being truthful to what you do rather than just somebody else following the crowd. So I think that's super important, and keep an eye on all the innovations that are happening out there, because many of them will be of interest to you. Being at the Gold Food Innovation Summit the last couple of days, it's amazing to see how many things that are happening all over the world that perhaps we're not aware of, but as of today and yesterday, suddenly I'm super interested in. So I think you can keep an eye on what's happening now, but also stay true to yourself.
Ben Ebrill at B. Ebrill, the founder and chef of Sorted Food. Looking forward to welcoming you back to Dubai very, very soon, my friend. Thanks so much indeed for your time, and a safe journey back.
Thank you very much. Cheers, Tom.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.